a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have showers around Salt Lake City. It's 66 degrees. KSL's top story.
High on the Hill 2021.
In 2 days, Utah lawmakers will convene for a special session of the legislature, mostly to accept the $1.5 billion the state's getting from federal coronavirus relief money. But the governor is declining to bring up two hot topics. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live now with details. Paul?
Well, Jeff, some lawmakers say they were surprised that the topics of critical race theory and Second Amendment sanctuary will not be part of this week's legislative session. Governor Spencer Cox sent lawmakers a letter saying that those topics need more time, dialogue, and insight. Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby says the House had already passed a bill about Second Amendment sanctuary.
We drafted a really tight bill. We heard all of his concerns. And we drafted a bill that answered his concerns. And so, frankly, I was surprised.
Some lawmakers say critical race theory has no place in Utah's schools. Representative Chris Stewart wrote an op-ed about it, calling critical race theory an attempt to rewrite history through the lens of wokeness. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Ohio is offering a chance to win $1 million to enter. Just get vaccinated. Now, should Utah do the same thing? That's the question. House Minority Leader Brian King tells Dave and Dejanovic he doesn't think the legislature would go for a lottery type of thing, but they probably would support some kind of incentive.
I think that most people at the legislature would not would be willing to talk about some creative ways of addressing the need to increase the vaccination levels to the greatest extent possible.
King says the important thing is we get as many people vaccinated as fast as possible so the new variants don't emerge that won't be stopped by the vaccine. Utah health officials are optimistic that families are going to take advantage of the new vaccine eligibility for kids 12 through 15. U of U Health Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases, Dr. Andrew Pavia, says these vaccines are very effective.
It is 95% effective overall in the trials, 100% effective for the small group of, young adolescents, and virtually 100% effective at protecting against hospitalization and death.
Dr. Pavia says low risk for kids doesn't mean no risk. Abortion rights advocates are sounding the alarm over the Supreme Court's decision to take up Mississippi's new abortion law. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, they are outraged that the high court would take up the case because they say the justices could potentially overturn a woman's right to an abortion.
It is absolutely a challenge that goes straight to the heart of Roe, and in doing so, threatens to overturn 50 years of precedent.
Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill-Johnson is concerned the new court's new conservative majority could overturn Roe v. Wade. A Florida politician who emerged as a central figure in the Justice Department's sex trafficking investigation into Congressman Matt Gaetz has pleaded guilty to 6 federal charges. Joel Greenberg has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors as part of a plea deal. Now, Brian Boat ran against Greenberg for tax collector and says he was a target of a smear campaign. He says Greenberg isn't being held accountable.
We're here today because the state of Florida system failed, period. That's why we're here today.
Congressman Matt Gaetz has denied any accusation of wrongdoing. President Biden says for the first time since the COVID pandemic began, all 50 states are reporting a drop in cases. The president also says a majority of American adults have received at least one vaccine dose.
We're not done fighting this virus. We still have tens of millions left to vaccinate, but we are making significant progress. In fact, when tomorrow's vaccination numbers come out, they'll show that 60% of the Americans have received at least one shot.
The Biden administration is now working to get excess vaccine supply to other countries who need them. President Biden has just ended a call with Israel's prime minister, and the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire in the week-long Gaza violence. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
On the Biden administration working to end the violence in the Middle East, ABC's Karen Travers has more from Washington.
With Democratic lawmakers calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki Monday said the administration will continue, quote, quiet diplomacy.
Our focus, our goal, every single action we take, every statement we make is with the objective of reducing the violence and bringing an end to the conflict on the ground.
President Biden's facing pressure from some in his own party to take a tougher stand on Israel's response and to show support for the Palestinians. Psaki said it's necessary to, quote, step back from politics for a moment. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Leaders in Utah are showing support for Israel. Governor Cox, Senate President Stuart Adams, and House Speaker Brad Wilson issued a joint statement this afternoon saying they condemn the senseless bloodshed perpetrated by Hamas, and Israel has every right to defend itself. New York and New Jersey are now joining many other states ending mask requirements, but the nation's most populous state, home to nearly 40 million people, says it won't be doing the same thing yet.
While praising California's low 1% positivity rate, the state's Health and Human Services Secretary, Dr. Mark Galli, announcing the mask mandate in California is not going away until June 15th. California will not align with CDC guidelines for four more weeks.
So on June 15th, California plans to implement CDC's guidelines around masking.
But it comes as stores here in California are losing the battle of convincing people to keep following mask rules. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
KSL News Time 406. Ricky, what's going on the roads?
Well, I'm afraid we're going to bump up the drive to emergency traffic, and this is northbound I-15. Now, just seconds ago, I was looking at I-15 at 5600 South and Roy. Hardly any traffic was moving at all. And now it is starting to move again. But the problem is we already have stop and go delays back to Clearfield and slow and go delays from there through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minutes next. KSL News Time 407.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.